Well, in just a couple of moments' time, Amir Johnson is going to join us as he's continuing to make the rounds with the media here at the ACC. We continue until the bottom of the hour, but another 15, 20 minutes or so, and Amir getting set to hop on the headset and join us. And good to see you, Amir.
Hello, hello.
Nice to have you back. And I know you've been asked this probably a thousand times already over the course of the day, Amir, but The big spending spree just a few days ago, picking up all the CDs and handing them out and whatnot. Talk to me about your relationship, or at least how you see your relationship with this city and the way that you've really kind of taken it to a next level over the last season or two with your involvement and your active involvement in so many different ventures around the city.
Well, I'm happy to be a part of it, and the spending spree was just so random. Like, I didn't call anybody and told them I was going to do this or that. You know what I mean? It was just generally what I wanted to do. So I went down to Dundas Square and just, you know, bought his album and gave away a bunch of albums, not knowing, you know, he was going to be the ambassador, you know, of Toronto. So I think it's an awesome thing, you know, just to be a part of something big and part of the city and just expanding, having the All-Star game, and a lot of stuff is happening. It's just going to build the future up for us. You know, a lot of people are going to be talking about Toronto. A lot of younger kids are going to just know what we're going to do. They're going to be like, oh, I want to play with, you know, Drake and the rappers. I want to see what's going on over there. So it's just big for the future, and it's just going to expand our organization.
How do you guys, because the chemistry comes from the players. Coach can give you, you know, the game plan and the plays and, you know, put different lineups up, but the chemistry comes from you guys.
Right.
How do you build that, Amir, to make sure that this team gets off to a good start? Because that's on you guys.
For us, you know, we have a great group of young vets, and all we can do is just use our knowledge that we know and incorporate it to some of the younger guys we have and the guys that that've been here for a while, and just kind of work together as a team. Like, especially for me, this summer I worked on stuff where it can make our team better, you know, just not working on personal stuff, you know, but just working on spots where I can be on the court, because I watched a lot of our old film, and just work on spots where I can make Rudy get an open shot or stay space, or if DeMar drives, or if anybody else posts up, I can help our team. So mainly just working as a team.
When you look at the fan base here, Amir, as talking about the playoff success that hasn't come or whatnot, and the time that you're now spending in the city, you kind of get that sense that the city's just dying for something, just waiting for something. Because, I mean, the Leafs gave you that little tease last spring and unfortunately had the meltdown in Game 7. But the Blue Jays, a lot of expectations going into the season. They unfortunately had a rough year. I mean, that fan base is just, like, clamoring for something.
Absolutely. The energy was just so crazy, because I was at a couple of Leafs playoff games, and the energy that brung just for making the playoffs, you know, the city, I know they're itching for just a playoff or a championship. So the energy is definitely there. I think we have a chance, and we're just going to just keep playing and see what happens.
Amir, did you get to go to any playoff games this year? I mean, basketball playoff games? Because, I mean, that's a whole different atmosphere in itself as well.
I did. You know, I've been in a couple playoffs rounds when I was in Detroit. I played a couple playoff games, but I did go to the first round of Milwaukee game, Milwaukee and Miami, and some of the San Antonio game, so I did go to a couple.
Was that a good experience to see it, though? Like, it's one of the things we talk about, that a guy like DeMar hasn't tasted what it's like to be a part of it, and the pressure that comes with the media, everything that goes with being in a playoff atmosphere.
Well, I've been in it before, so
I know you have.
You have.
I know what it's like, but it's definitely a good experience, and I definitely want to just put my foot in there, you know, one more time, and just to get to really play, so... We definitely want it, man. This team wanted it. The city's been wanting it. So, you know, our mindset is playoffs, and it never has left. So,
well, hopefully it's not just one more time as well. It's many more times to come over the course of your career. We appreciate you stopping by today and look forward to chatting over the course of the season.
All right, Amir.
Yes,
there
sir.
Is Amir Johnson of the Toronto Raptors. And, again, thanks for stopping by, Amir.